Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. This is the Alex Jones Show. May 7th, Thursday, 2009. I am Jason Burmes sitting in. Alex will be joining us later, a half hour into the show. We're going to have Stuart Rhodes, and we're also going to have Mark Dyson discussing his newest book, Illuminati, Fact versus Fiction, and also the upcoming release of Angels and Demons. But I want to go through some of the news, especially, you know, first of all, they're going to give the banks more money. And now they're talking about, you know what, maybe we have to bail out, the Senate's actually talking about, maybe we have to bail out some of these newspapers. Oh, that's going to be great. Government-owned media. Openly government-owned media. No, we're going to help out the newspapers. The newspapers can't go under. We have to demonize the alternative media because they're coming up. And they're more credible than us. And we're just going to have to bail these guys out. That's the bottom line. I mean, that's why they're putting the alternative media in this lexicon document that we've been talking about now for, I think, 2 weeks. And we're going to play this Lou Dobbs clip later in the show. It's about 6 minutes long. It's with, I think it's Representative King out of New York. And he's a little bit disingenuous, in my opinion. He's acting like, oh, this is a rogue element, and oh, this is the second document to come out like this. No, actually, it's the third DHS document. We got the Virginia Fusion Center one. We have the one that they've talked about the, you know, veterans and all that. And then we have this latest domestic lexicon document. And really, it should be four, because we have the MIAC report as well. So he's really disingenuous there. Lou Dobbs does cover some of the more hardcore issues, but then he doesn't talk about the alternative media. And I love Lou Dobbs. Again, he's one of the very few people that really goes after both sides. He does go into the anti-illegal immigration one, and he goes into, I believe it is the, what was the other one? Oh, yeah, anti-technology one. And we've been talking a lot of technology on my show, The Info Warrior, 9 to midnight central. But it is just, it's insane to me that, first of all, this document still isn't getting the play that it deserves, especially for what it says. They're saying, oh, there's these terrorists, people plotting terrorism at the border on Mexico. It's never happened. It's imaginary. And then I was going through the headlines today, and it seems like they're still hyping the swine flu. Is anybody seeing this swine flu? Where is it? Apparently we had the one death yesterday. Remember, we didn't actually find any pigs, and the news is still kind of reporting that, well, yeah, it's swine, avian, and human flu all mixed together. Meanwhile, you know, they're fear-mongering. They're saying, oh, this could combine with HIV and AIDS, and all of a sudden we'll have airborne AIDS, and a whole bunch of people will die. And the public is so literally dumbed down. I mean, literally at, you know, quasi-retarded level that somebody puts out a hoax that on Twitter, no less, on Twitter. You know, Twitter is the main source of my news. Someone puts out this hoax on Twitter that there is a zombie virus like the one in 28 days later or 28 weeks later or Dawn of the Dead, all that stuff, and that's what this is turning into. And people believe it. Zombies? Really? That's how dumb we are. And that's why they're openly talking about things like this. You know, this is the Telegraph. This is less than a week ago. Swine flu. Inflatable mortuaries and express funerals planned for flu pandemic. 24-hour cremations and express funerals could all be used to dispose of thousands of bodies in the flu pandemic, Whitehall papers show. And they're saying as high as 750,000 people in the UK. Give me a break. Meanwhile, China is kind of backing off and they're literally stopping most of the quarantines. They let Mexico fly a bunch of their citizens out. It looks like that Hong Kong thing is going to end early. But the World Health Organization is still saying, you know what, we still might declare level 6. I think the guy's name is Besser. For what? And they admit in this article in CNN that they had to re-translate the language of what a pandemic was to declare a level 6. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Health Lesson 101. Swine flu is the topic of news. Fear and panic seems to be at the top of our emotions. Fact, if your colon is cleansed of toxins, you are less susceptible to any flu virus. Viruses love unhealthy bodies and attack our system to make us sick. So get prepared before the attack. Drink your way to health. Order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. No fear, no panic, just drink in the protection of Life Change Tea.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. And why am I still making a big deal out of this flu issue? Well, the headline out of Yahoo yesterday was like, oh, well, now that this flu is here, it might go away for a little while, but it's going to be back full force. Full force in wintertime, just in time for your Baxter vaccination. Again, Baxter, the company, caught putting two types of live bird flu, let's say it again, two types of live bird flu in the vaccinations, as well as a live human flu. And of course, with this, they put the face of this woman who recently died, really the first case in the United States who supposedly died from the swine flu. Now they want to say this child died here. Well, he was like 2 years old, and he was a premature baby, and he had all sorts of health issues. And they're acting like, oh, it's so big, oh, it's so bad. They quarantine people in some nations. Apparently Calderon was pretty upset, at least in the mainstream media, saying that, you know, he was being discriminated against. And I kind of feel for him, because I don't know, you know, he's obviously a pawn just like anybody else. But at the same time, he's feeling the thrust of this. They're like, oh, it's coming from Mexico. Meanwhile, supposedly the only pigs they found were in Canada. And then they blamed it on a Mexican migrant worker. Doesn't make a lot of sense. So anyway, this article is like, many experts are predicting that the current outbreak of swine flu, much like the regular seasonal flu, will subside during the summer months and reappear in the fall. That return could come with a vengeance. I mean, come on. Oh, let's see. Len Horowitz was actually quoted in this article. I didn't even realize that. I wonder if that's the same guy. Actually, it's Horowitz. Is that how you spell Horowitz or Vitz? Do you know what out there, guys? Do you know Len Horowitz, a W, right? See, that's weird because they've got a Len Horowitz in here. Interesting. It's basic fear mongering. I mean, UPI is saying that it could get mutated with AIDS and we'd have a live AIDS virus. And what's important is they're still saying they could go with level 6. Now, if they go with level 6, you don't have any human rights whatsoever, according to the WHO checklist for influenza pandemic preparedness planning. And in it, it says 1.5.1, during a pandemic, it is necessary to overrule existing legislation or individual human rights. Examples are the enforcement of quarantine, overruling individual freedom of movement, use of privately owned buildings for hospitals, in other words, just taking people's stuff carte blanche and saying, we're using it, you got nothing to say about it, off-license use of drugs, compulsory vaccinations, and that intertwines with Executive Order 13375, where they say if you don't take the vaccine, you're doing at least a year in prison and a $250,000 fine. Let's see, compulsory vaccinations or implementation of emergency shifts in essential services. These decisions need a legal framework to ensure transparent assessment and justification of the measures that are being considered and to ensure coherence with international legislation. Oh, international. Well, this is a UN document. And international health regulations basically mean you don't have a constitution, you don't have a bill of rights, and you think you're a sovereign citizen. Well, if you're part of the sovereign citizen movement, you're also named in this DHS lexicon document. And you know what? I would normally wait for PrisonPlanet.tv to be up to air this, but I think it's important that we air this now because Dobbs is really the only one who has fair-handedly reported on this document, this lexicon document. Everybody else, oh, Odin worship. Come on. They intertwine it with real bigots, real racists, real, you know, extremist groups. And then they just put everybody else in their hacktivism, anti-technology, anti-illegal immigration. Of course, the Patriot Movement is there, constitutionalists. It goes on and on. Let's play the clip. We got it, guys?
From the Department of Homeland Security, the same department that issued a report suggesting returning war veterans were susceptible to extremist groups, also issuing what it calls the, quote, domestic extremism lexicon, end quote. It's like a dictionary with definitions for various extremist or terrorist groups and some definitions. Here's an entry, anti-immigration extremism. The Department of Homeland Security's definition, people who are, quote, highly critical of the U.S. government's response to illegal immigration and oppose government programs that are designed to extend rights to illegal aliens, such as driver's licenses and in-state tuition. Here's another one. Single-issue extremist groups. According to the DHS dictionary, there are individuals who focus on a single cause, such as animal rights or the environment. They are also described as special interest extremists. And this, anti-technology extremism, also referred to as neo-Luddites. These apparently are individuals who are opposed to technology. A DHS spokesperson today told us the dictionary was not authorized, that it was recalled shortly after it was let out, and state and local law enforcement officials have been told to ignore it. Joining me now, Congressman Pete King, ranking member of the Homeland Security Committee. Congressman, great to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Lou.
Your reaction to this document?
Lou, actually, it's very distressing. You know, you and I could have a lot of fun with this. We could show how ridiculous it is, how off-target it is. But the reality is the Department of Homeland Security is supposed to be defending us against another attack from Islamic terrorism. That's the reason this department was created. And yet, it appears to be the gang that can't shoot straight. And also, to me, it's missing its purpose. You went through all those different definitions of different types of extremists. Nowhere in that dictionary do you see the term Islamic extremist. So the department was set up primarily, let's face it, to protect us from another terrorist attack.
All right, let's stop it right there for a second, guys. I want to say that, no, this document does talk about Islamic extremists, but says it has nothing to do with them because this is for all of us. In fact, right here in the very beginning, let me go. I don't have my marked copy, so it may take me just a hot second to find it. But this is for non-Islamic extremists. Here it is right here. This product provides definitions of for key terms and phrases that often appear in DHS. Remember, often appear in DHS analysts that address the nature and scope of the threat that domestic non-Islamic, let's say it again, domestic non-Islamic extremism poses to the United States. So, yes, that is in the document, sir. Did you even read this, King? See, King, I don't even want to be apologetic for him. And really, I wish you would have called him out on it, Dobbs. This was issued in late March, so this was all over the place before it came out for at least a month. It comes out and they say, oh, we're going to retract it. It was never approved. Meanwhile, you read on the bottom, and it says, this isn't for media use. This isn't for you and me. If we filed an FOIA and this was never released, we wouldn't get to see this document until much later. Do you understand? There are tons. The Virginia Fusion Center one is like a couple hundred pages long, and it tells you that they're already surveilling these groups in great numbers. They already say that. All right, let's continue with the clip. We got it?
And yet they talk about everything but that. In fact, the only time they've used the word terrorist since Secretary Napolitano took over was several weeks ago when they said the returning veterans and anti-illegal immigration organizations could be terrorists. So this is really wrong. And the fact that it's happened twice now shows that it's a department that's really out of control. There's a tremendous lack of discipline here.
My reaction to this was two things. One is this document could have been produced by someone in China under Mao Zedong, or it could have been produced in the Nixon administration. This is the kind of egregiously offensive product coming from the agency. I mean, I can't even pronounce the, I can't even string the words together that make up this agency. What is going on with this agency? We're also told, by the way, that some of the people in the agency are offended because their work has not been supported.
Yeah, well, you know, too bad for them. The fact is that this, I believe, is a unit that's gotten out of control. By the way, the civil rights unit within the Department of Homeland Security had been opposed to a number of these findings they made, and yet this unit was still able to get this report released. So this is something that, in all seriousness, Secretary Napolitano has to address. This seems to be a rogue element in the department. At least I hope it is. I hope this does not reflect the thinking of the department. And Lou, what you said is really important.
All right. I hope it is. Come on, King. Give me a break. You can't tell. Really? Come on. You don't think this is... How many documents have to come out? How many times do they have to say somebody who is anti-technology or alternative media or a constitutionalist or has a Ron Paul bumper sticker before you realize this is the new program? NLE09 coming here this summer. Headed up by our good friends at FEMA to prevent terrorist attacks. And a terrorist attack already happens overseas, you see. And we've got the UK involved, we got Australia involved, we got Canada involved, we got Mexico involved. The private sector is going to be involved. All state, local, federal, tribal regions are going to be involved. It's going to be a mass spying exercise. And let me tell you, Russia has gotten hip to the exercise game. I'm not applauding Russia, but last year when they were attacked by Georgia, the South Ossetia sneak attack, everybody was blaming Russia. Russia attacked Georgia. Oh, my God. They're ruthless. I can't believe it. What was really happening is they were running drills on the border with international forces, I think, including Israelis and American Blackwater. I think were some of the reports they saw basically Blackwater dead bodies there. They go kill some people in a sneak attack on South Ossetia. They force Russia's hand, and everybody blames Russia. Now, I've been reporting on the Info Warrior that NATO was going to begin war games in Georgia. Remember, Georgia desperately wants to be a part of NATO. They've been trying to get NATO into NATO for some time now. And they had the third largest commitment of troops in the war on terror over in Iraq and Afghanistan. So they're really buddy-buddy with us. And Russia was throwing a fit, saying, hey, we don't want these war games. There's all these protests. And now there's a story today. Where is it? In my little stackaroo. Da, 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 da. Georgia accuses Russia over foiled rebellion. You see, it's a big propaganda game. They're holding the drills. They're the ones threatening Russia's sovereignty. And Russia's the bad guy. And that's what the media will spin one more time. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex
Someone
Jones Show.
Hear your
I'm Jason Burma sitting in.
Someone who's there.
And I'm going to go further into these NATO drills in Georgia, really along the Russian border, threatening them. And they've been openly talking about how they don't like this. And we're going to read that article in a moment, but I'm going to take the time to thank one of our sponsors here at the Alex Jones Show. We just keep getting bigger and bigger, and we want to thank our sponsors for making that possible. Hopefully with this money bomb, you will see us evolve even further. And it's going to be tough to call us the alternative media at that point. It's going to be tough to shut down one of the biggest YouTube channels in the world. Anyway, we'd like to thank Home Game, which is just great. You can go to homegain.com, that's HomeGain.com, and you get a free estimate on your home by just typing in your address. Anything real estate these guys can help you with, homegain.com. There's even like a street view. If you've ever been on Google Earth and you do the street view, you can cut around. Well, the street view lets you really look at the house at street level and take a virtual walk through the neighborhood. So go check it out. It's homegain.com, HomeGain.com. All right, so let's read this. I think this is, it's Reuters. Georgia said it put down a mutiny at a military base on Tuesday and accused Moscow of trying to foment a wider rebellion on the eve of NATO war games in the former Soviet Republic. Russia, which fought a war with neighboring Georgia last year, denied... See, always in the beginning of the article, they're like, they fought a war with Georgia. Later in the article, they actually admit, oh, it was Georgia who snuck attacked South Ossetia. We'll get to that in a moment. But it's just, it's disgusting how they disguise it. Denied involvement, said President Saakashvili was trying to shift the blame for weeks of opposition protests demanding he resign. Around 30 tanks and armored personnel carriers entered the Mukhravani tank base 19 kilometers from Tbilisi. I'm sorry if I'm getting these wrongs. I'm just an ignorant American, folks. About 3 hours after news broke of military uprising, Saakashvili later followed them, and authorities said the rebellion was over. It is not clear how many of the 500 soldiers at the base were involved, but the commander was arrested along with 7 other military police officers. 3 others are on the run, said police who detained 13 civilians. The Pentagon's saying this is an isolated incident. And let's see. Here's where they actually admit, oh, by the way, it was Georgia who was in the wrong in the first case last summer. See, I remember I was subbing on Alex Jones that day as well when the news broke, and everybody's like, Russia's invading Georgia, Russia's invading Georgia. And Tarpley had been talking about a conflict with Georgia, or Georgia and Russia and us. And we didn't fully understand at that point. We kind of bought into the propaganda, and then you see these drills are running. You find out, oh, it's the other way around. Here's where they admit it. Georgia lost a brief war against neighboring Russia last August when Russia crushed in days a Georgian assault on the rebel pro-Moscow region of South Ossetia. See that? Crushed in days a Georgian assault. Do you understand? They were defending themselves. They were stopping civilian murders. Is that a bad thing? Again, I'm no Putin fan. I know the deal. He's KGB, FSB, you bet. He's total New World Order. He's in on the plan. But at the same time, he's resisting what NATO's trying to impose on him. And I can understand that. So I think it's worth covering. Let's see where that goes. These drills are going on. Who knows? We could have another breakout in that region. You could see another small, hot war. I could see that going on. Meanwhile, here at home, we're just going to give the bankers more money. You gotta love that Obama, man. I'm watching the TV and people are just, oh, we love him so much and everybody's so fooled. Oh, he's getting a burger with Joey B. Look at that. He's a regular dude. Oh, mustard on his burger. I like that. That's a little different. I go with ketchup, but Obama, he goes with mustard. He's a good guy. And I'm sitting there, and then he pulls the really clever joke. Oh, no, it can't be on the house. You see all these reporters here? Oh, they'll do big stories. Here, just take some of the taxpayers' money. I'm already giving billions upon billions to the banks. Soon we're going to give all sorts of tax breaks to these newspapers, apparently. They're going to make them nonprofit organizations. Further government control. Here it is right here. Obama budget keeps $250 billion placeholder for banks. The detailed version of President Barack Obama's budget unveiled on Thursday maintains a $250 billion placeholder for additional finance rescue efforts. So even more TARP money on top of what they're saying is $3.5 trillion here. It's much more. We know that the real number has got to be around $9, $10, $11 trillion by now. We got to get to Bloomberg. They at least tell some of the truth. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, my name is MZ, owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. And like Alex Jones, I'm passionate about talk radio, that great bastion of freedom of expression for us all. I'm also passionate about helping people know the joys, benefits, and surprisingly simple methods of becoming entrepreneurs who work for themselves and not as wage slaves for someone else, or even worse, for large companies with no heart and soul, nor loyalty to their employees. If you are tired of being dependent on others for a living and ready to start owning yourself, loving your work, and setting the sky as the limit for your earning potential, I want you to know about an exciting great business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that actually helps people lose weight and can help them make money, perhaps lots of it, just by helping us spread the word about this wonderful unique product. Get on the web and go to chocolate.ownmyself.com. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out our opportunity. You'll know pretty quick if you're interested. If you are, we will connect with you and get you up and running. We don't want any money from you and you'll be amazed at how simple this system is. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
All right, folks, we are back at the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. We are now joined by Stuart Rhodes, who is the founder of Oath Keepers. And, of course, Oath Keepers are military veterans and peace officers who will honor their oaths to defend the Constitution. I know that's very anti-DHS lexicon document, but we're going to defend the Constitution. And we'll not just follow orders. We'll stand for liberty, and we'll save the republic. So help our God. That's the motto. Not on our watch. And we really need this at a time that they're putting out all these documents. Remember, this document is from late March, so it was already in circulation for over a month before it broke. And it's going after the alternative media. It's going after the Patriot movement. It's going after gun owners, anti-illegal immigration people. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous, and we are honored to have somebody like Stuart Rhodes trying to enlighten his fellow military officers and peace officers. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be here, Jason. How's it going?
Good, man. So why don't you tell people about your upcoming event, the Gathering of Eagles?
Well, what that is it's a big rally June 13th in the Mall in D.C., and it's being put on by Gathering of Eagles. It's more of a mainstream conservative organization, and they're putting this big rally on, but they in turn have invited Oath Keepers, and they're characterizing it as a victory in Iraq rally. I know it's going to raise the hackles of some of your listeners, but the point is we're going there as outreach. And my goal is to, like you said, is to reach every single person who's ever taken an oath to defend the Constitution, current serving military especially. And you've got guys who are in Iraq right now, in Afghanistan right now, and the last thing I want to do is shut them down by throwing in their face, you know, oh, we don't like the war, and that kind of thing. So we're going there as outreach only. We stay neutral on the Iraq war. We've got dedicated patriots on both sides of that issue. So, you know, some folks might think it's a cop-out for me to say that. But
well, I don't think it's a cop-out. Number one, we're not here to preach to the choir. We're trying to get as many people involved as possible. And I always tell people that you're trying to find common ground with somebody so you can show them something which leads them to another thing, so you can bring them around to what's really going on in the bigger picture. It definitely doesn't happen overnight. It takes months, sometimes years, to come to grips with what's really going on. And really, things come at such a rapid pace to keep up on the news. I mean, you literally have to be Alex Jones or Jason Burmes and do this for a living. I mean, we're on our third DHS document in less than a month. That's not including the MIAC report. That's not including, you know, the NLE 09 exercise we've exposed. That's not including this WHO pandemic paper where they say, you know what, there is no Constitution, there is no Bill of Rights if we go to level 6. You know, we have to cover Executive Order 13375, which says if we go to level 6, you have to take the vaccination or you can do a year in prison and a $250,000 fine. I mean, let's talk about that. Let's say, you know, the fear-mongering works, we get to level 6, and there are literally troops vaccinating us, and if we don't take it, we're going to prison or paying a fine. I mean, how should soldiers, military, police, how should they respond to that?
Well, there's no such thing as martial law under our Constitution. You can look in the Constitution. There's nowhere in there. There's no escape clause for government. We don't have a counterpart to, in the German Constitution, they had an escape clause. I forget what it's called now, but they had a provision in there that says that, you know, under certain circumstances, they can suspend the Constitution. We don't have that counterpart. The closest thing to it would be the habeas suspension clause. But even that is not an absolute suspension of the Constitution. It just allows them to detain you temporarily if Congress declares a suspension. So here you're talking about, where's the law? There's no law that's been enacted, and even if there were a law that's enacted, a mere statute can't suspend the Constitution. So my response to that would be it's illegitimate. If there's any kind of quarantine that's put in place, it should be done by the state governor using National Guard troops in that state only. And if there's no law in that state that mandates inoculation, you know, they can't do it. So, I mean, then it'd be a separate question about whether that law is valid itself. But the threshold point is you can't just say, well, you know, by executive order under certain circumstances, we can just do whatever we want. No way. Mm-hmm. You can't do that.
Well, I mean, you know, this administration and the last one, they're still feeding off Patriot Acts 1, 2, parts of 3 that they passed, and especially the Military Commissions Act, I think, of 04, where they officially really ended habeas corpus in this country. And they're really blurring the lines between posse comitatus by having the National Guard come in and all sorts of things to fight crime now, to go after marijuana growers. I mean, they're really trying to introduce a police state here at home, in my opinion.
Even more basic than those statutes, all of those statutes you just talked about were just reactions and justifications for what they had already been asserting was an inherent power of the president. But, you know, before the Military Commissions Act, Bush was already detaining people as enemy combatants without any inaction by Congress. And the argument from the left was you don't have, you know, separations of powers, you don't have any opposition from Congress, and so he wouldn't got that. That's what the Military Commissions Act is. And so they passed that and said, basically, you know, shut the, you know what, up. you wanted some opposition from Congress. Here it is, and the same goes with the opposition for use of military force that allowed the invasion of Afghanistan and Iraq, the declared war. That was just another rubber stamping from Congress of the asserted power, the unitary executive power, which they claimed they didn't even need Congress for. And so Congress would become kind of like a little, you know, debating society and rubber stamp. But the greatest threat to us is the idea, as you pointed out a minute ago, the idea that the president can just set aside the Constitution in wartime or just set aside the Bill of Rights. He has some kind of inherent power of an elected dictator. And folks are waking up. Now, back to the current serving military. I think the latest release reports from the DHS are the best red pill, because they are waking up the military, current serving and veterans, of what is going on, because they're being painted as threats, and these people are getting pissed. You look, I'm going to post here a little while on our site some videos we found on YouTube of veterans and current serving military saying, you know, you consider me a threat. Well, okay, look, if I'm a threat to you, I'm not a threat to anybody, it's because I'm a threat to you because you're destroying the Constitution. And so it's backfiring on them. The more they try to suppress and chill our speech by making us afraid to be on a list, the more these people are stepping up and saying, you know what, I'll be right here on camera and tell you, you know, F you to your face, Napolitano, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it is a good thing that we do have people on the inside that are exposing these documents and sending them to outlets like this one and making them public because, right. You know, they're acting like, oh, this document was never approved or authorized, yet it's from late March. If you read the clause right here at the bottom, it says that this is not for public release. They said this is outside of the media or other personnel who don't have the proper clearance. They say that you can file an FOIA request and still be refused for this document. And then you go through this broad range. I mean, let's go over some of the more ridiculous ones. Alternative media, anti-abortion extremism, anti-immigration extremism, anti-technology extremism. I mean, anti-technology, give me a break. The stuff that, and it's all lumped in with like Aryan Nation and all these real hate groups, but at the same time, hacktivism. I mean, that's basically using a computer for a political goal. Well, we do that every day here at Prison Planet InfoWars. We broadcast live not only over the radio, but we do, I think it's what, 5 hours of video a day, video reporting. Is that hacktivism? I mean, it's crazy to me. They go after left-wing extremism, right-wing extremism, the militias, lone terrorists, leaderless resistance. Leaderless resistance is so broad. Let's just read that for a second. A strategy that stresses the importance of individuals and small cells acting independently, anonymously, outside formalized organizational structures to enhance operational security and avoid detection. It is used by many types of domestic extremists. So in other words, if they can't pin you down to a group they don't like, they'll just say you're a leaderless resistant and classify you as a terrorist anyway. It's insanity.
You're talking about the lexicon, right?
Yes, this is a lexicon document.
Well, the first thing I noticed about that, being a lawyer, is I look at the definition, and the first definition they give is what's an extremist. And an extremist, they say, is a person who uses violence or the threat of violence or breaks the law in furtherance of a political goal. That's also a very common definition of terrorism. And so what they're saying is if they label you an extremist, they're really calling you a terrorism. And then they take that term extremist and they apply it to all of the subgroups. Militias, and the definition of militia, it's an extremist organization that believes in the right to, you know, form citizen militias, the Second Amendment. But you're already an extremist. You're already a terrorist. Here's what flavor of terrorist are you? Well, you're a militia terrorist, or you're an environmental terrorist, or you're a anti-abortion terrorist, or you're an anti-immigration terrorist. You see what I'm saying? So they've already given you the label extremist, which is equivalent to terrorist. And then they have below militias, they've got the other definitions down there, kind of like the also known as, and one of them is constitutionalist. And so you're a constitutionalist. What you are is a militia terrorist. So it's just really absurd. I mean, it just makes it so that everybody in this country, what they're trying to do is what Stalin did in Germany, I mean, what Stalin did in the Soviet Union, and what Hitler did in Germany, which is make everyone afraid that they will be labeled as an enemy of the state. And anyone can be. It's so vague and so overbroad that anyone can be an enemy of the state. And so they want you to cower in fear and shut the hell up. Don't speak out. Don't act. Just sit at home and wait and hope that you're not picked out. That's what they want you to do. But this is not Russia. We're not Russian peasants. We're not Chinese peasants. This is America. We're Americans, and we're not going to do it. We're going to stand up. That's why I want folks to come with us on July 13th to D.C. Forget about what you think about the Iraq War. Go there on the Mall with us. We're going to stand there, and our theme for the Oath Keepers when we go there is I'm going to have everybody in that audience, I hope, raise their right hand and swear an oath or reaffirm their oath to defend the Constitution. And whether they take an oath before their life or not, they can come join us and take that oath. And I want to do it right there. And our theme is going to be we're going to shout our oath in the tyrant's face because we're going to make them understand that this is not like Germany and not like Russia or China. We're not going down that same road. We are different.
Yeah, and it's great that it's going to be out in D.C. I can't wait to see how that comes about. And what else is really interesting about this document is how the media has treated it. Really, Dobbs is the only one that's reported on it any type of fare. You know, I read the Washington Times report on it, and they mainly stick to the real extremist stuff and then the goofy stuff like Odin worship, and it's a big joke. They never mention the Patriot Movement. They never mention the fact that they say constitutionalists or people who believe in the Constitution. They never mention the alternative media, especially because we're threatening them on many levels. I mean, a lot of these places are going out of business. The New York Times is crying that the Boston Globe isn't making a profit and they need to shut down. And now the Senate is now going to look into legislation where they're nonprofit organizations and they get a bunch of tax breaks. It's not bad enough that the media is so heavily intertwined with the government at this point. We've got to take it a step further. They're too big to fail. You know, let's give a bailout to the media. I mean, it's disgusting. The same people that just continually lie and manipulate us on behalf of, you know, really the puppet masters above the government. And you were talking about how the president really isn't above, you know, the rest of Congress and the Senate. People don't understand that we have checks and balances in this country, and that there are three branches of government: judicial, executive, and legislative, and they're supposed to keep each other in check. It's a separation of powers. Can you just go over that really quickly?
Well, the more basic separation of powers is the Bill of Rights. I mean, I don't care if Congress gives them a rubber stamp. I mean, Congress in the Military Commissions Act, Congress said, okay, yes, we're going to authorize you to wipe out habeas corpus, and that does not trump the Bill of Rights. So, but you're right. I mean, you know, the separation of powers is important, but even more important than that is limitations on the powers of the federal government. It's, you know, as Ron Paul always says, if it's not enumerated in Article 1, Section 8, they don't have the power to do it. I don't care if all three branches of the federal government agree. And the Bill of Rights is our shield. And so what's happened, though, is whether it's unitary executive claiming that the president can do it on his own, or whether it's in conjunction, in cahoots with the other two branches, giving him authority never granted under the Constitution, it's all a destruction of the Bill of Rights. I mean, any combatant status is the most blatant example. You know, the claim that he can just detain you without trial, without indictment, and hold you in a military brig for years. And it's happened to two U.S. citizens. And people were like, oh, it's okay, they're Muslims, who cares about that? Well, the thing is the court didn't say this is a rule that applies to Muslim citizens. It just said that, in the Supreme Court case Hamdi in 2004, you know, the court said, no, any American citizen can be detained as an enemy combatant. That's what they said.
And this latest DHS document specifically says, let me read the sentence, right in the first page, the first section, this product provides definitions for key terms and phrases that often appear in DHS analysts that address definitions, the nature and scope of the threat that domestic, non-Islamic extremism poses to the United States. So this document is all about non-Islamic extremism. I hope that people get it. This has nothing to do with al-Qaeda and the Taliban and the fact that we're over in Iraq and Afghanistan and we're not getting out. I mean, this president said he was going to pull us out first in 16 months, and then he said 24 months, and now he's saying, well, we'll have 50,000 non-combat troops there till the end of 2011 and take it from there. Meanwhile, they redistribute forces into Afghanistan and say that's a hot war again. I mean, do you see us getting out of the Middle East anytime soon? And, you know, if so, how?
No, I don't think it'll happen under Obama any more than what happened under Bush. But back to what you were talking about a second ago. I mean, it was the pretext always was. It always has been throughout history. You know, the foreign enemy, the foreign threat. But then once the infrastructure is put in place, this is exactly what happens. It is turned inward. Like you said, these latest DHS reports don't say squat about Middle Eastern terrorism or threats from abroad. They talk about us, and that's what the focus is, and it's turned inward. And this is what I tried to warn conservatives for the entire time Bush was in power. I kept warning them, look, one of these days the shoe's going to be on the other foot, and it doesn't matter whether it's a left boot or a right boot. What counts is whether there's a boot on the back of your neck. And a lot of them wouldn't listen. Well, now they're starting to wake up. But that's why, with those keepers, we're getting such a huge response from people who were asleep during Bush are now waking up and realizing, oh, crap. I mean, they can apply it to me, a real American? You know, that's what they think. Like, what about a real American? Is it applied to real Americans? And my answer is always, well, what is a real American? You know, so yes, they don't see any difference. These people have no, in their mind, they have no concept of a separation between you and a foreign enemy. They want to treat you like a foreign enemy. And so that's where we are. But as far as the question for Iraq and Afghanistan, I don't think we're going to be out of there anytime soon. I really don't.
Mm-hmm. Well, you think we're going to have an expansion? I mean, right now, you know, I broke the story about a month ago. Iran said that they were going to help us in the war on drugs in Afghanistan. Yeah, they're going to stop the opium fields there, laugh out loud. And then on the other hand, a couple days ago, they just bombed a few Iraqi villages. Do you think they're coming in as an ally now with this, you know, left-leaning administration? What do you think Iran's role is going to be in the next few years?
You know, I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, it really is. I mean, the way I look at the whole Middle Eastern problem is that we should have just turned it all over to the Arab League in the first place. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, after invading Iraq, the best thing they could have done is turned towards the Arab League and said, "Here, this is you guys are bitching about us being there, so here it is. It's yours now. You have the resources, you have the ability." And what is about 12-13 countries in the Arab League that could have handled it. So I think it's kind of like trying to ask me what's the solution to the Israeli-Palestinian
situation.
Good luck. What's the solution? Get out of there and let them handle it themselves is my solution. But I would have turned it over to the Arab League because here's the problem with invading Iraq. I don't want to get too much into this. Like I said, we try to stay officially neutral. But the problem was is they created a vacuum there. You know, you took out a secular dictator and you created a vacuum. They disbanded the army. They did everything stupid they possibly could have done to destabilize the place. And now you allow, with that vacuum, you've got former Iraqi military running around jobless. What are they going to do? And then you got an occupying military who they're going to resent. And if you leave, now they're worried that, well, now Iran will come in. You know, you got the Sunnis and the Shiites and that perpetual struggle within Islam itself. And so, like I said, I would turn it over to the Arab League and walk away.
The website is stuart-rhodes.blogspot.com, and we're going to come back with them in the final segment and see what you can do. If you can't get to the Gathering of Eagle events in D.C. this summer, perhaps there's another way to contribute, and I'm sure there is. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we are back at the Alex Jones Show. Alex is actually going to pop in about 35 minutes. He's got a few stories to break with us. And before we go back to Stuart Rhodes, I want to tell you, you can go help him over at stuart-rhodes.blogspot.com. Hopefully he'll give us a couple other websites and ways to help. He's going to be at the Gathering of the Eagles in D.C. this summer. And I also want to get your take before you go on the Tennessee governor putting troops on the road over at the Kentucky Derby. You got the floor.
Okay. Also, one thing I want to clarify is our actual blog for the Oath Keepers is oath-keepers.blogspot.com. Both hyphen keepers. The one you gave a minute ago was my personal blog, which is kind of dormant right now.
Okay.
It's focused on Oath Keepers. And the rally is on June 13th, and it's being put on with Gathering the Eagles, but the website for it is protroopevents.com. But like I said, just remember, folks, we're going there with outreach, and so don't get all twisted up because it's kind of a pro-Iraq war rally. That we're going there as outreach. As you said before, you have to reach out to people, even if you disagree with them on something. And we stay neutral. We've got guys that are dedicated patriots who are still there in Iraq or Afghanistan who are part of Oath Keepers, and they're emotionally tied up with it. And we've got guys who are old Vietnam veterans who are dead set against it, very outspoken. And so we just try to stay officially neutral. So, so what we about the Tennessee thing about the.
Yes.
Yes, searching people at the Kentucky Derby.
This is very American.
This is part of the conditioning that's been going on for years, as you and Alex have been pointing out for quite a long time. And it's very disturbing, and the whole point of it is to break down and condition both the troops and us to the concept and idea that it's okay to have federal troops on our streets, you know, helping old ladies across the street or whatever it is. It's part of conditioning, and I think it's very dangerous.
Well, what about the national level exercise 09 that FEMA is about to conduct this summer? I believe it's the last week of July into the first week of August. Have you seen this document yet?
No, I haven't, but I knew they were going to conduct a training. But tell me about this one.
Well, let me tell you something. This one is off the charts, preventing terrorist attack. It's going to involve all state,
yes.
Local, federal, tribal, and it's going to involve the UK, Australia, Mexico, and
that.
Canada. And
yeah,
then it's FEMA Region 6. And, you know, this one, I think, is really, you know, it's not only to acclimate the public, but it's also to get all these agencies used to working with each other and, you know, accepting Big Brother, essentially, because they're going to be sharing all sorts of information. They're going to bring in private institutions. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw NATO forces involved with this drill, and it's going to be massive.
Right. Well, we knew they were going to be doing training this summer. For potential disruption from an economic collapse, and the training was going to be focused on bringing in foreign troops. We've heard this through the grapevine from law enforcement officers, and so this is the public face of that. What's going on behind the scenes, though, is that this is not for terrorist attacks. The second level of excuse is for an economic collapse, and so that's what it's really all about. And of course, that could even be a pretext, as you know. So this is just more of the same. There's no provision in our Constitution that allows martial law. There's no provision in our Constitution that allows them to bring in foreign troops and use them against us. If they do that, that's going to be an act of war. And frankly, that's one of the dumbest things they could possibly do. I mean, to me, all the stuff they're doing is blowing up in their face. I don't know if it's some kind of diabolical long-term plan or if they're just really that autistic when it comes to how the American people are going to react. We're not going to put up with this. And the last thing you should ever think about doing is putting foreign troops in our soil, you know.
Yeah, but they've done it before, and, you know, Alex Jones exposed it.
I'm talking about really, you know, full-on. I guess they've been training and things like that. I'm talking about, you know, blue helmets running around in your streets with armed personnel carriers and searching house to house.
Well, we'll see how big this drill goes, because it looks massive. I encourage you to go check out the National Level Exercise 09. It's Stuart Rhodes. It's Oath. /keepers.com or .blogspot.com. Thank you very much. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. Remember, Alex coming up in about 30 minutes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.